Charles!"
he shouted as he came up the hill. I was waiting anxiously on the front steps. "Charles!" Laura yelled all the way up the hill. "Charles was bad again!" "Come right in," I said as soon as he came close enough. "Lunch is waiting." "You know what Charles did?" he demanded, following me through the door. "Charles yelled so in school they sent a boy in from first grade to tell the teacher she had to make Charles keep quiet. And so Charles had to stay after school, and so all the children stayed to watch him." "What did he do?" I asked. "He just sat there," Laurie said, climbing into his chair at the table. "Hi, Pop, you old dust mop." "Charles had to stay after school today," I told my husband. "Everyone stayed with him." "What does this Charles look like?" my husband asked Laurie. "What's his other name?" "He's bigger than me," Laurie said, "and he doesn't have any rubbers, and he doesn't ever wear a jacket." Monday night was the first parent-teachers meeting, and only the fact that the baby had a cold kept me from going. I wanted, passionately, to meet Charles's mother. On Tuesday, Laurie remarked suddenly, "Our teacher had a friend come to see her.